that I would do. You wanted me, even though you knew all that I would do. You wanted me, and I just wanna say thank you.
Well, my goodness, thank you. I do apologize. I was in the spirit and praising God and didn't even realize the song had stopped. But good evening, good evening, good evening to all my listeners, my return listeners, and my new listeners this evening. I am your host, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are tuned in and listening to my new radio talk show titled Empowering for All. Do follow me, listen to me every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central Time, and for my mountain listeners, 5:30. It is a joyous time to be in the Lord. God is doing great things. I would like to give an honor and praise to my wonderful producer, Miss Nikki Rich. Very supportive, very enlightening, very knowledgeable, informative young woman couldn't have asked God for a greater connection to move forward for my radio segment and to bless me in such a way. I just want to share with you tonight to let you know that God has instructed me. There's going to be a shift in the atmosphere. Tonight, many of you who follow me on Twitter and Facebook, I've been tweeting out. Tonight I've invited women, ladies, tonight is your night. I've invited you to call in. I want to do a segment tonight for women calling in and sharing when they met a man and they thought everything was well, he was wooing them, everything was going well. Then all of a sudden, boom, you saw his flesh was a mess. What I mean by when you saw his flesh was a mess, you saw the true ugliness of what his character contained. And you said to yourself, well, you know what? I really should have prayed up before I laid up with this man. So tonight, do call in 323-580-5749 and press 1. You will be live on the air. It is solely your choice. If you want to name his name, you can. If you want to name your name, you can. If you want to remain totally anonymous, you can do so. This show is to be an encouragement and to be inspirational to those who are listening. God has given me the platform here at Empowering for All to build your faith, knock down walls of evilness, empower people, not to be judgmental. I don't carry torch or a mantle that I am so holy that I'm unrealistic of what's going on in the real world. For my new listeners, many of you all are probably saying, how is that? I can do that because I am from the secular world. I am that vessel that once upon a time used to walk to the stages of being an exotic dancer. Now I walk to the pages of the Bible. So God, in this season, as many of you all are seeing every day, we are living in some very, very, very trying and stressful time. God has set on the mantle in front of his people, his vessels that had their feet planted strong in the streets, but now have their feet planted strong in his kingdom, meaning that we're not ashamed, we're not convicted, and we're not looking at you differently, but we want to reach out and be inspiring to you and allow you to reach out to us so we can encourage you. So tonight's show, I'm excited about it. I do hope that I do have some call-in. Ladies, don't be bashful because, once again, you don't have to name any names. You can remain anonymous. If you want to pour the tea and tell it, that's fine as well. It's solely your choice. But in the meantime, I'm looking forward to tonight's show. Now, men, I know you're probably sitting there saying, well, what about us? Don't be discouraged. Next week is your time. We're going to turn it up for you all. I want men to call in and share with me the times that you met a woman and you were dating her or you had married her or you were moving forward in a relationship with her and everything was going well, and then before you knew it, you saw that her flesh was a mess. You saw the unrealness, the fakeness, and the evilness and ungroundedness that she carried. Because I'm a realist. I'm not solely for women, I'm not solely for men, because we on this earth are men and women. I solely join and connect and reach out to everybody. That's why I titled my show Empowering for All, because we all need it. We cannot be limited and just have one segment geared toward one gender. So I'm going to bring forth quickly, tell you about the Trinity in my life, what God is doing. Many of you all, if you don't know this, I am an author. God has blessed me. I have a published book titled The Tragic Times of a Woman. My book is available for you to buy on my website. The second thing God is doing great in my life, you can visit my website at www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. Once again, www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. www.thebottomoffall.com. On the home page at the bottom, you can purchase my book through Barnes & Noble. Or on the links above, The Tragic Times of a Woman, you can purchase it there through Amazon. And I encourage you, I've been getting great feedback on my book, that you buy it and even share it with someone, such as a friend, a family member, or anyone, and ask them to partake in it as well. It truly is a blessing, and I thank God that not only he allowed me to bring forth the book, that it was published, and me being, quote-unquote, an unknown author put me in a great standing. Barnes & Noble and Amazon is a great place to be. So we just thank God for all that he does and how he opens up doors and moves for us, for those who walk uprightly and trust him and continue to love him and serve him. Now, I am going to see at this time if I have any calls lit up. Let me take a look. And if I do, I'm going to go ahead and bring you on. I know many of you maybe joining in at a later time, and that's fine. But if I don't have any callers, I'm going to go ahead and move into an inspirational message to share with you. So once again, if you want to call in tonight, ladies, and be live on the air, don't hesitate. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Do call in at 323-580-5749 and press 1. I would love to give you that platform tonight. Make it about you. Look at it this way. I know many of you are probably saying, I don't want to pour the tea. But it's not really about you pouring the tea. It's about you sharing and just letting people know.
This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord's.
I do apologize. We'll be back in a moment. I have to remind myself, I get so carried away in the spirit. We are going to take a break, and do stay tuned, and I'll be back in a moment.
This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord's. Think about it, and then start shouting.
Amen. For those of you just tuning in, you are tuned in to Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, my show this evening, titled Empowering for All. Tonight, I have encouraged, and I do hope that I do have some apps, some reachers, some talkers, some want to pour the tea. Come on, women. You know you have it. You know you want to talk about it. Don't be bashful. Don't be ashamed. I am that vessel that God has birthed in this season. It's not about being judgmental. I'm not here to try and, you know, discredit you. I'm here to encourage you. And the reason being is because I have been that person. And to call in tonight's show that I'm asking women to call in and share is when you met a guy and all was well, all was going well, and then you saw his flesh was a mess. And after that, you had said to yourself, I wish I had not laid up, but instead prayed up before I got with him. And then next week, it's your turn. I want you to call in and share live. So those of you, don't be hesitant, 323-580-5749. Press 1. I love for you to come forth and let's do this tonight. Let's stay power packed. Let's unite. Let's knock down the walls of evilness. Let's build faith together. And let's be an empowering people, because that's what I want my show to be. For those of you who are my new listeners, I'm going to briefly give you an outline about me and my testimony. Once again, I'm Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, born and raised in Akron, Ohio. Many of you have heard of that place, the infamous, famous Miami Heat. Yes, my favorite team, LeBron James, is from Akron, Ohio. I was born and raised there as well. I'm a lot older than LeBron. We didn't run in the same circles, but as you can see, great people come out of small places, so praise God. Now, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia at the ripe age of 17. I was 3 months shy of my 18th birthday. I've lived in Atlanta, Georgia now over 28 years. I did not know at the time going to Atlanta, Georgia, God was going to use Georgia to be my mess. Now in my birthing season for him, my mess has become my message. I am a true testimony to what God can and will do. He will watch over you even while you're in your mess, because he watched over me. I went from dancing on the stages, and for those of you who are my new listeners, I'm going to stop right there and come right back to what I'm about to say. One thing about me, I'm that vessel that God has given the platform to. I'm not ashamed of where I've come from, and I'm happy and planted of where I'm standing. I am that vessel that came from dancing on the stages as an exotic dancer to the pages of the Bible. I am a true testimony and a manifestation of what you see, of what God can do. God will pick you up, turn you around, and place your feet in his holy ground. Come on, somebody. Walk with me, understand that, and then carry that to someone else. God will pick you up, turn you around, and place your feet in his holy ground. He did it for me. Now, coming from the stages, I am now a radio host, I'm an evangelist, and a published author. Now, tell me God is not great. For me, there's no good thing that he would hold from you either. Begin to trust him and move forward and build a relationship with him. God has instructed me tonight, once again, I'm going to shift the atmosphere. I'm going to keep it 100% inspirational, uplifting, empowering. I'm not going to drown you out. I'm not going to bore you, but I am going to pour into you. Now, many of you, my return listeners, if you followed me last week, I highlighted some passages from a new book that I had bought and I raved about. And you, many of you, you'll get to know me as you listen to my shows. I love reading. That's one of my pastimes whenever I can get it in, aside from devoting full time to God and my new show and other things I have going, along with working a 68-hour work week. I managed to get some time in that I just kind of take and close everything out and do some reading. So I bought another book, and I'm going to share some passages from it tonight. The book is titled Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it is all small stuff. Author Richard Carlson. And this book is just like my show. It's an empowering, informative, acknowledging book to allow you to begin to apply affirmations and certain things in your life on a daily basis to remember and to do and continue that will help carry you through. Now, I'm not going to go into the passages right now. I just wanted to highlight that. We'll go into that in a moment. But we are going to go into a break. And as promised, many of you all, I always ask you, as the growth of my show continues, that you send me music, inspirational music, where your lyrics reference God, or it's just 100% inspirational, empowering on the level of God. And if you're a gospel artist, send me your music. I am that respectable person that honors everything that someone is trying to do, because I know any time that you are trying to climb, many people will look at you and frown. I made a vow to God, and God listens to our promises, that I would never do that. I would be encouraging and support and listen forward in people's projects. So as I go to a break, you all will be listening this evening to a artist who sent me his music, and I fell in love with this song, and I promised him I would play it on a show, and tonight's show is going to be the show. You will be listening to artist Essam Welch. His song is titled Grace. Once again, you all will be listening to Essam Welch, his song titled Grace, going into this break. I'm excited. I love you all. We'll be back in a moment.
Shine on me like a bright light star. You find in me, might fight them hard, cause you can find in me. I'ma start this spark, cause you rely on me. I'ma shepherd these sheep from the street. Clear your path like John while washing their feet. Give them milk and nurture all while feeding them meat. I'ma tell it to the Gentile like the pastor told me. He said if I follow, he'll save me a seat. He said I got power and my fire is heat. The dead don't devour cause his people just sleep. You marvel why I bother cause my spirit ain't weak. This feeling is real, cause this feeling is deep. Your father is still, but my father you see. The kingdom is real, and with him I believe. Just an action for a grace and watch the heavens release.
Yeah.
And other things I do.
Yeah.
Who said your bread didn't feed the crew?
Who said
your miracles wasn't even true? Not me. I believe as a sinner. I believe the pearly gates I can enter. Keep your game of commandments tight. Rumors of you in a saved and white. Repent to the holy man for sight. Asking that man again for life. No more living wrong or living tripe. So this time I'ma do it and begin the hype. John 1:17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came from Jesus Christ himself. No more sin and delivery, I owe Satan no fees. The blood paid for mine and all those who believe. The Messiah paid the cost when he was nailed to that tree. A lifetime of suffering, he did that to free all those in bondage by that servant Louise. His blood is the cure to kill all the disease, all the sickness with poverty, all the ones who can't see. His grace is sufficient from the great to the least. In the kingdom I go to where there's groceries to eat. Seconds on mine, cause he said it's a feast. No mixing of lies, cause we are true to our speech. Loving is joy, no confusion in me. When I ask for more grace, he poured on me. He has blessed in store wounds who ask and will see. Believing what he say, create the world in a week. Sing.
Praise God. Praise God. Welcome back. Now, I hope you enjoyed Essam Welch, his song titled Grace. like I said, I was blown away. When he emailed it to me and I heard it, I said, my God, such an awesome song. I'm going to honor my word and play it on my show. So, Essam Welch, if you're listening, praise God and continual blessings and uplifting and success to your career. Welcome back, many of you all just tuning in. Praise God for you and my continual listeners who have been with me and my return listeners. I am your host this evening, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. Such a joyous time in the Lord on Sunday evenings, tuning in to listen to me at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 Central Time, to my show entitled Empowering for All. Tonight's show, I'm excited, I'm ecstatic, I've been tweeting out, and God is such an awesome God. He instructed me to do what needs to be done and how to move forward and shift the atmosphere in my show. On tonight's show, I've invited the ladies to call in and share. If you ever had a time that you met a guy, all was well or all seemed well, then you saw his flesh was a mess. What I mean by that is you saw the true ugliness of his character, the unbalance and instability in his life, whether it be the nastiness, how he didn't love God, or whatever it was, you knew that you were with a mess. You looked at him and you said, you know what, before I laid up with you, I should have stayed prayed up. Ladies, call in, share with me, 323-580-5749, press 1. You can remain anonymous. You don't have to share your name or his name or want to pour the tea. I'm inviting you to do that as well. It's solely your choice. I am that vessel. I'm not judgmental. I am encouraging. Praise God. I see we have a caller calling in from 646. We're going to bring you on live to Empowering for All. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Calling in from 646 area code. I see you're still lit up on the board, so give me a second. Maybe, I don't know if you muted your phone. Please unmute your phone so we can go ahead and have you live. I do see I have a caller calling in from 646.
Hello?
Yes, praise God for you. Yes. I didn't want to miss you. I was about to disconnect and go to the next caller. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Timothy Bliss, and I'm calling from the Bronx, New York. And,
all right,
I'm
Timothy.
Yes.
Okay. Tonight's show is for women, so are you calling in to share a testimony of how you met someone, or you have a family member in the background that wants to get on the line and share?
No, I've just been listening to y'all conversating. I really enjoy y'all conversating tonight, what y'all talking about, and I just been want to call in and let y'all know I've been tuning in to y'all message.
All right, well, praise God for you. Continue to be a listener on my show every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Once again, I'm Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. I am looking forward and ecstatic that you are one of my listeners, and continual blessings to you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Be blessed, Timothy. Stay tuned. I'm going to the next caller to bring him on the line. Love you.
Oh, love you, too. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You, too. I do see I have another caller lit up on the board. Praise God for you. 336, come on in the line. Go ahead and pour some tea with me this evening. Tell about that guy that you met and his flesh ended up being a hot mess.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Praise God for you. Who am I speaking with this evening?
Hi, my name is Tamara, and I'm calling from New York.
Praise God. Praise God for you. So you're going to call in and share with us this evening. Remember, if you want to be anonymous, you can, about the guy. You don't have to call his name, but if you want to tell it all, please do so. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to encourage you. So go forth and share with us a little bit of your scenario, how you met the guy, and you saw in the end his flesh was a mess.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I was just listening to your show, and I just had to call in and show support. I just tuned in, and I haven't had that really, but I definitely wanted to call in and show support.
Well, praise God, praise God. Once again, I am that loving vessel. I invite everyone, and I thank you so much for even calling in and just sharing with me that you're listening to my show and, you know, you're being uplifted and encouraged and, you know, of me going forth and looking forward to future shows coming. So thank God so much for you calling in and sharing with me that this evening. Is this your first time tuning in with me?
Yes, it's my first time. I saw on Twitter that you are on the air, and I have to call in.
Well, praise God. Now, remember, if you saw me on Twitter, I hope you're following me on Twitter because all my followers, I do follow back. I'm not too good. I'm not too shady, but I'm happy. You follow me, I follow back. So praise God for you.
Thank you so much, and I'm following you right now.
Praise God. Once again, to all my listeners, follow me at Twitter at YYMC for the two callers who just called in and wanted to share that they're enjoying my show and being inspired and encouraged. And I hope that my inspiration to you will have you even become more attached to have that growth and love with God. Because out of everyone, I can truly say for me, I had that unshakable faith and love for God. He is able. Now, we're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back in a moment. And if we have any more callers, I'm going to bring you live. I want to share. I'm not greedy. It's not about me. It's all about God. And if God speaks through me, then I will move forward to his obedience. So praise God, and we'll be back in a moment.
Feel.
Yes, open a mouth and give him a praise, because praise is what I do. Amen. That is one of my personal empowering, embedded, go forth. When I didn't feel like going forth, I didn't see a way out, the road looked dark, I didn't know how, where, when, or what God was going to do. But all I could do was say, Lord, I will continuously praise you. One of my favorite songs. Welcome back, everyone. You are tuned in tonight listening to me, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, on my new radio show titled Empowering for All. For those of you just tuning in, ladies, tonight is a night for you. If you like to call in and just share, 323-580-5749 and press 1. I've opened up the lines for you to be live on the air and share a time that when you met a guy, all was going well and his flesh was a mess. You saw the realness of him. Men, don't miss it. Next week, it's your turn. You'll be able to do the same thing. I'm going to open up the lines. I want you to call in and share live the times that you met a woman and all seemed well, and then before you knew it, you saw the true ugliness, that her flesh was a mess. I thank God for all of you. I always like to give credit where credit is due. I'm not selfish. I am a team player. I want to give a shout-out and praise and hugs to my producer, Miss Nikki Rich. I thank God for her. Not only did God open a door for me to have my radio show, but he connected me to such a profound and inspirational and knowledgeable woman in the business. Praise God for her. Now, tonight, once again, God has instructed me to shift the atmosphere. Those of you who have followed me from the beginning, you can see the shift. I'm sure you can hear the shift. God has instructed me to make the show more inspirational, uplifting. I am that vessel God has brought to the platform, not to judge you, but to encourage you. I'm here to build your faith for God, break down the walls of evilness, and empower you. Now, tonight, once again, I'm going to be sharing from you some passages from a great book that I bought. Please, by all means, if you are a reader, go buy this book. It will encourage you and uplift you and inspire you. It's titled, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it is All Small Stuff by Richard Carlson. Tonight I'm going to be highlighting and reading a few passages from you from the book. Let's start off here. Actually, I'm going to highlight from page 1. It was just so powerful to me and for me. In the middle of the page, Mr. Carlson says, when we are immobilized by little things, when we are irritated, annoyed, and easily bothered, our reactions not only make us frustrated, but actually get in the way of getting what we want. We lose sight of the bigger picture, focus on the negative, and annoy other people who might otherwise help us. In short, we live our lives as if they were one great big emergency. We often rush around looking busy, trying to solve problems, but in reality, we are often compounding them because everything seems like such a big deal. We end up spending our lives dealing with one drama after another. Now, he goes on to say on page 5, don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff, reiterating his title. And he moves on to say, as you incorporate these ideas into your life, you will begin to create a more peaceful and loving you. Now, what I took from that is what Arthur Carlson was saying, was that it's so important that we don't get frustrated, aggravated, and angry with what we see is wrong in our lives, that we miss doors that God is opening up for things to be right and connect with people who can bless us in our lives. Come on, somebody. Now, moving on, I'm going to highlight from the book on page 11. He goes on to say, in the middle of the page, second paragraph, the fifth line, when you are fearful or frantic, you literally immobilize yourself from your greatest potential, not to mention enjoyment. Any success that you do have is despite your fear, not because of it. I'm going to go over that because that really touched me. He goes on to say, not to mention enjoyment, any success that you do have is despite your fear, not because of it. I have had the good fortune to surround myself with some very relaxed, peaceful, and loving people. Then he moves on to say, on page 12, when you have what you want, inner peace, you are less distracted by your wants, needs, desires, and concerns. It is thus easier to concentrate, focus, achieve your goals, and give back to others. Now, what I gathered from that, those excerpts there that I shared with you were so key components in my life with Christ. When he says, any success that you do have is despite your fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Paula White. The first time I heard Paula White say that, I just adopted it, kept it, and never let it go because it's so true. But if you have fear, false evidence appearing real, you cannot move forward and blossom and do the things that you see that you want to do and allow your dreams to become real. Then as he moved on, author Carlson moved on to say, I have the good fortune to surround myself with some very relaxed, peaceful, and loving people. Building a relationship, coming out of a lifestyle or a way of darkness into the light of Christ, it is so important, everyone, that I share with you, and I had to do this myself. A lot of people you may have to disconnect from because not only are they not happy for you, they're not trying to encourage you, they're continuously stressed out, they don't have anything empowering to give to you, they're not uplifting for you, they're not receiving what you're trying to give to them as positive, all they have is negative, they don't want to be better, they want to stay bitter. So you have to surround yourself, and your circle may be small, it's okay. Everyone's not going to have 85 friends. Some people may have just 5. Some people may just have 1. But those are the people that you have to have around you to keep you balanced, encourage you, and carry you. And remember this, too. You have to stay in that place with God because God will always show you all things that seem good are not good. That's key. All things that seem good are not good. What I mean by that is as you move forward, begin to want to do better and begin to see better and begin to have better, you will understand when people come around you that are not balanced and grounded and actually for you, their attitude will change. You don't have to say anything because everything will be presented to you through them. Actions speak louder than words. Remember that. God allowed me to see that in many people I disconnected with on my journey. And as I stand here and speak to you tonight, I can tell you my circle is small, but the people that I have in my circle are an empowerment, uplifting, encouragement group of people that I thank God for. Now, moving on to share with you another excerpt before I go to a break is going to be on page 121. Once again, those of you who may have just dialed in and just tuned into my show, I'm Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, and I'm highlighting tonight some passages from a great book that I bought titled Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it is All Small Stuff by Richard Carlson. I'm asking everyone to listen as I highlight these passages because they are very important in the walk with Christ. Page 121, I love this title, Remember. He titled it, Remember That Everything Has God's Fingerprints on It. He goes on to say that when our lives are filled with a desire to see the holiness in everyday things, something magical begins to happen. Our task as humans is to find that holiness in what appear to be unholy situations. It is easy to see God's beauty in a beautiful sunrise, a snow-capped mountain, the smile of a healthy child, or in an ocean wave crashing on a sandy beach. But can we learn to find the holiness in seemingly ugly circumstances, such as difficult life lessons, a family tragedy, or a struggle for life? When we remember that everything has God's fingerprints on it, that alone makes it special. If we remember this spiritual fact while we are dealing with a difficult person or struggling to pay our bills, it broadens our perspective. Yes, it does. It helps us to remember that God also created the person you are dealing with or that situation. A lot of times God brings storms to us to see if we're going to trust him to carry us through it. That was something that I imprinted because that's something I had to learn, and God taught me in my wilderness season to trust him because he brought me to it, he's going to bring me through it. Going back to the passage, Arthur Carlson goes on to say, despite your struggle to pay your bills, you are truly blessed to have all that you do. Somewhere in the back of your mind, try to remember that everything has God's fingerprints on it. The fact that we can't see the beauty in something doesn't suggest that it's not there. Rather, it suggests that we are not looking carefully enough or with a broad enough perspective to see it. Now, when he ended that with that statement, without the broad enough perspective to see it, it shed a light bulb on inside of my head. So many times we focus on the struggle. We focus on what we don't have, what we wish we did have, how we wish we had someone else's life, how we wish we had their money, how we wish maybe as women we had married that man or connected with that boyfriend. As men, we wish we had that wife and this and this and that. We always want something else, but it's so key to sit down and look at yourself. We are all God's creation. We are all loved by God. We all have something great inside of us that makes us who we are because we are unique. We may not all be actors and actresses, preachers, ministers, evangelists, apostles. We may not all be radio personalities. We may not all be authors. We may not all be engineers. It doesn't make us different from each other because we are still the combined element of God's creation. He loves us. And once we get that in our minds and our thoughts and embed that in our spirit, then we can move forward and trust God to carry us through all the storms and all hell that breaks loose in our lives, giving us the victory. Because God said, if you would cast your burdens on me, and he meant that, if you just give it to God and trust him. And God may not move in 24 hours. He may not move in 24 days. But every day that you wake up and you say, God, I trust you to give me the victory in this, God not only elevates you, God begins to deposit in you the trust that you will have for him that is unshakable. So how he's going to bring you out will blow your mind. Let me repeat that. Every day that you begin to say to God, God, I trust you because you brought me to this and you're going to carry me through this and you're going to give me the victory, that God begins to see you as one of his vessels that trust him, and he begins to work it out to give you the victory his way. And the reason why God does it his way and not your way, because God is a jealous God. He has to get the victory. And by him getting the victory, it allows vessels such as myself to testify to you of his goodness and his grace and how his grace is sufficient and he will bless you. Now I want to stop there. I hope that you are being blessed. And before we go to a break, I want to reiterate, ladies, if you have called in, I had two callers but before the last break, praise God for you. And continue to follow me every Sunday at 7:30. Ladies, if you want to call in tonight before I wind it down and share a segment with me, be live on the air, be heard. You can remain anonymous or you can give your name, how when you met a guy, you thought he was all that in a bag of chips and then you saw his flesh was a mess. Call in. Share with us tonight. 323-580-5749. Press 1. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back in a moment.
All that I would do, you wanted me, even though you knew all that I would do.
Praise God. Welcome back. Those of you just tuning in and my continual listeners, I am Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are tuned in this Sunday evening listening live to my new radio show titled Empowering for All. Tonight, I have opened the phone lines for ladies. If you want to be live and be heard on the air, don't hesitate. Don't be bashful. Don't be ashamed. Don't be restricted. 323-580-5749. Press 1. I've been tweeting about it the last couple of days. If you'd like to share, ladies, the time that when you met a guy and all seemed well, and before you knew it, you saw that his flesh was a mess. What I mean by that, you saw the true ugliness of who he really was. You saw the unrealness, the fakeness, the character that he contained was not who he portrayed himself to be. Also, I never like to close my show without opening the lines for prayer. For those of you, if you're just wanting prayer tonight, don't hesitate. 323-580-5749. Press 1. I am always open to pray with you. God is a good God, and I thank God for everything that he's doing in my life. Tonight I've been reading from the passages of the new book that I bought titled Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it's all small stuff by author Richard Carlson. God has been dealing with me, and I never do anything out of the will of God. My feet are solely planted and locked in his kingdom, so everything that I do, I ask God. I say, God, nothing is of me but all of you. Flow through me what you want me to speak and bring to your people. And this week, God spoke to me and said, I want you to shift the atmosphere of your show. I want you to be more inspirational, uplifting, and just encourage people and not, you know, go in the way that you were going. And I said, God is your daughter. Your sheep know your voice. I'm going to be obedient. So please know, as God's vessel, I'm here to encourage you. I'm not here to judge you. I am that vessel that God has brought from a secular life into a spiritual life. And let me share this with you as well. When you come to God, And so many people are sugar-coated with this, and that's why God is raising up vessels like me to tell you the truth. I know many of you hear this, and sometimes people will tell you that, and I feel sorry for them because they know that's untrue. When you come to God and you begin to build a relationship with God, you begin to get to know God, reach out to God, and trust God, your storms and trials don't stop. But what it is now, God has you in a place with him that you will know to trust him. So as you know that you can trust him, if he brought you to it, he will bring you through it. And God never will bring you out of something the same way he brought you out before, because he's God. And that's what faith is about. It's the evidence of things hoped for and not seen. Because if you knew how God was going to bring you out, you wouldn't pray. You wouldn't trust him and you wouldn't call on him, because you would say, oh, Lord, I know you're going to bring me out on October 25th at 7:45 p.m. You're going to do it this way. Just holler at me when you do it. For much given is much required. You want God to give you everything that you need, and God requires you to give him your spirit. Place your mind and spirit with God. This was a message on a past show. You can go to my website and listen to it. Stop going down the road of destruction and get off the exit ramp into God's kingdom, because that is the exit ramp that's going to take you and elevate you and carry you through all the things in your life. Now, tonight I've been flowing and it's been inspirational, and I want to take a few moments in this segment. I want to do what I always do. I want to reach out and pray right now for and thank God for the restoration and the reopening of our government. I said that and I prayed about that last week, and even when it first happened, for those of you not to lose your mind, but relax your spirit and trust God. He's going to make a way out of no way. So to all those working again in the government, restoration in your finances and being able to survive and moving forth, we praise God for that breakthrough for you. Also tonight, I want to pray and solely reach out and give you a hand of peace. We are living in such a time now that it is not a battle, it's a war to survive. And I want you to know that God is still dominion over the earth. He will keep you and carry you. It may not look like it, and things may get off course, and things may get shaky, but he will bring you through it. God, I ask right now that only that you saturate, you permeate, and deposit a trust in the people today, that they not only be geared toward you, but walk to you, lift up to you and trust you and ask you to help them. It's not about man, but it's about you. There's no good thing that you would hold from them, no finances you can't release to them, no habits you can't break, no mountains too high, no valleys too low, no places you can't go in their lives to shake, shift, and offset the mess that they are encountering. Bless them, open up doors for them, and prosper them in ways never before. Help them to understand that they need to open the doors in their lives and give a permanent eviction notice to the devil, close the door, act as if someone new was knocking at the door, open that door, and see that it's you standing there, invite you in, God, and make you a permanent residence in their lives. God, I know if you could save a wretch, and I was a wretch and a mess, you can do it for everyone else. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what you feel that you've done. There is no greater thing that you've done than anyone else. And don't you let holy, and I'm going to repeat that, holy people without a conscience chastise you, break you down, or make you feel less, because you are walking in equalness. It doesn't matter where you come from, because God loves us all, and he doesn't have a set time that you can go to him and ask him for forgiveness and prayer. So I want you to be encouraged today, uplifted, and know that you can move forth in God. Also, I want to give a shout-out tonight to the Hudson family. I've known them for over 20 years. They buried their brother yesterday in Brunswick, Georgia, at the Hall and Jones Funeral Home, the passing of Pastor Louis J. Nixon. He had cancer, and he left us. But a lot of times, and I share this with people, and they said this was an empowerment to them. It's not because God didn't hear your prayers that he died. Unfortunately, God overruled your prayers. T.D. Jakes, I love that, because that taught me a lot when I heard his sermon on that when I visited the Potter's house, and I needed to hear that. Many times we pray and we pray and we pray and we pray and we pray for a loved one not to die, and then here comes the devil with his mess. What kind of God do you serve? You did all that praying and laying and fasting, and they still died. Well, guess what, devil? It's okay. Because God overruled our prayers because he knew best. That's why God said, I am that I am. I mean, God dishonored your prayers, but God knew best. We, a lot of times, can't see what God sees. And sometimes he will allow them to leave us to be in a better place, to have less suffering, and to be in the pearly gates of heaven. Once again, Hudson family, my prayers are with you to be encouraged to go forth and not be bitter, but be better, and know that your brother, uncle, who he was to you, Pastor Louis Nixon, is in a better place. I'm going to go to a break, and we're going to be winding down here shortly when we return. But once again, if you're seeking prayer tonight, don't hesitate. 323-580-5749, press 1. Ladies, you still have an opportunity before I end the show tonight if you want to share how when you met a man and you thought he was all good but his flesh was a mess. You too, press 1 as well, dial in, speak to us. Men, get ready next week. It's going to be your platform. I'm going to open up the call line.
Comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I see the enemy coming in like a flood in our houses, in our churches, in our families. But what I don't see is the standard. People of God, where's the standard at? We're in a war, y'all.
Praise God, and welcome back. It has been such a joyous time in the Lord, I have to say. I have just had a great time this evening, and I hope for my listeners you have too as well. Welcome back. I am Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, your host tonight, and my show is produced by Miss Nikki Rich. Tonight's show, once again, God has instructed me to shift the atmosphere, has been 100% inspirational. I hope it's been encouraging and uplifting for you, that even after listening to my show, that you embrace, open, and accept, and begin to want to build a relationship with God and have a peace in your life to know that it doesn't matter what is going on that seems wrong. If you let God in, he can change it and make everything strong and enlighten you and carry you and keep you. Tonight, I've been reading passages from the new book that I bought. Please go out and buy this book. It will help you and encourage you. I believe a lot of times that we miss the concept of Christ, that a lot of times people will mislead you and tell you that you have to be in this setting a certain way, and that's untrue. You can be inspired, encouraged, and built with God in so many different ways because he loves us and he created us and he doesn't judge us. And this book is titled Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it's all small stuff by Richard Carlson. I did open the phone lines tonight. If you would like to call in for prayer before I close, feel free to do so. You can always remain anonymous. You don't have to share your name. Your business can be your business. Or if you want to share, it's solely your choice, 323-580-5749, press 1. I thank God for my two callers that called in tonight and had a chance to just let me know that they were inspired and enjoying my show. Do follow me on Twitter. I'm a Twitter guru. I said when it first started, I'm not going to tweet. I'm too old for that. What is that? I don't know what's going on. I'm a Twitter guru now. I can't stay off Twitter. So please join me and follow me. I do follow back. You can find me at Twitter at capital Y, capital M, lowercase c, capital T as in tango, I-E-R. Please visit my new ministry website, which is also designed, a beautiful website designed by my producer, Ms. Nikki Rich, www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. I will repeat, www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. Also, buy my book. It will carry you and allow you to see that I stood for God no matter what, coming out of my life of living wrongly, as society says. But I look at it as going down a road of destruction, and God snatched me and planted my feet in his kingdom. You can buy my book also on my website. It is titled The Tragic Times of a Woman. It is available on the home page at the bottom. You can purchase it through Barnes & Noble's there, or click on the link titled The Tragic Times. You can buy it through Amazon. It is also available if you Google it through many other outlets. I thank God for the feedback I've gotten for those who have bought the book and have been inspired by it. Men, don't hesitate. It's just not for women. You can bless your sister, your cousin, your mother, your niece, or any young woman in your life or a woman that you choose to bless with my book as well. I thank God each and every week for you all. God is moving in a mighty way. My obedience to him has been better than sacrifice. My numbers are growing. I'm going into my third month, and my numbers are growing. Praise God for growth. I am a team player. I look forward to all of you all continuously following me, tuning in to listen to me, and staying tuned in for the new inspirational shift that God has instructed me to take this show. I've got a lot of new things coming up. God has deposited in my spirit. I'm so happy about it. Every Sunday, tune in, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central Time, 5:30 Pacific Time. We are here, Blog Talk Radio, 323-580-5749. If you don't want to press 1 for prayer, do what you do. Just listen and be encouraged and inspired. once again, I just hope that tonight's show has blessed you. Don't hesitate. Don't be selfish. Tell your friends, tell family members, have them call in as well, and be blessed and encouraged. I never, ever close my show without prayer. There's power in prayer. In my walk with God, prayer, everything. You don't have to always kneel down and pray. Sometimes you can't get in a kneel-down position. Sometimes I'm walking and I'm praying under my breath because prayer is power. And power is what takes you to where you need to go and breaks the chains of the devil. Now, I'm going to pray tonight and close my show with prayer from Psalms, one of my favorite passages in the Bible. Tonight, I'm going to close with Psalms 140. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischief in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips, Salah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hid a snare for me in cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me, Salah. I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves, Salah. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief listen. I do apologize. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep they rise and up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. This is one of the most awesome, awesome psalms that David wrote for me personally, because David highlights here, God, you will deliver me from all attacks, all evilness, and for those who come forth as evil. I hope that you were blessed. That was Psalms 1 through 13. I just read to you, closing out tonight's show. Be encouraged. Start your week off bright. Look to the hills from which your help comes from. I look forward to you joining me next week and me reaching out to you. I love you. This is Evangelist Yolanda McTeer saying goodnight.